Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Healdsburg, California. December 12, 1887. Portions of this letter are published in 3, Bio 378. Dear son Willie, you cannot imagine what relief from anxiety your letter brought to Sister Wester. All her wardrobe was in that trunk. She had not even a change of clothing. She fairly cried for joy. I am not going to distress my soul after that basket, although I would feel relieved to know where it is. We were some disappointed not to see you before the Sabbath, but we know you will come as soon as ever you can. I was a little amused at what you wrote in regard to my writing to Elder Loughborough. The reason was this. I wished his particular attention called to the matter of Sister Wester's trunk, that if you could not find it, he knew, for it was he I spoke to send for her trunk. You were in a committee meeting. I thought he would know just who went for the trunk, and if any difficulty should arise, then the statement of the man who removed the trunk might be needed. In writing to Brother Jones, he stated to me about some special quality of oil cloth he had purchased at cheap rate, and said there was some he was quite sure had not been used, and if so, I could have it. So I did not know anyone better to write to than Charlie Jones. So you see my reasons for thus doing. I am sorry I did not insist upon Marion's going directly to Brother Saunders when I had made all the arrangements for her to do so. I hope she will go at once. After your letter came, I put into Frank Hope's hands The Reformers and How to Live, and some other books for him to select from, for Journal of Health. We have not volumes of Good Health. Wish I had. I must have them. Have but a few volumes of Reformers. I wish I had them all. Well, we have only begun to get settled as yet. There was much needed to be done. Annie left yesterday morning. Brother McElhaney was going to St. Helena, could take her and her trunk, so she went yesterday. In regard to the single beds, I learned of Mary Chinnick that I could have the use of 2 single beds if I desired, for this winter, so it is just as well the arrangements you have made. I sent all the things that I thought Mary would need by Annie. The things left in the box we can take when we shall go to St. Helena. I sent her butter also. We will be glad to see you when you shall come. In regard to calligraph, use your own judgment. I think the one Sarah has should be sent here as soon as she can spare it. Perhaps that will answer till Frank learns to work on the calligraph. He keeps himself to himself. He is discerning. He is a young man of devotion. His aim is to qualify himself for the editorial business and prepare himself for the English work in editing. He is determined not to be dwarfed or crippled, but just improve. I think much of his good sense. If he had someone to work with like yourself, I think he would make rapid advancement. There is more in him than appears at first sight. I commenced in the arrangement of my family to make the most perfect arrangement for religious things. We have prayers at 6:30 in the morning and precisely at 7 in the evening, where all are expected to pray and nothing is to be allowed to interfere. If company comes, I tell them we have a special hour for prayer, and if they choose to remain, they can do so. We read a chapter in the Bible, sing a few verses, then everyone prays. Then we have a half hour for singing again. Brother Chinnick and Mary were in Thursday evening. We had a very precious season of prayer. All united in prayer. Then we had a sing, then a social chat in regard to past experience, and it was a profitable season to all. I am determined to give a large place in my home to the devotional exercise, and make it the all-important thing. And I tell you, it pays. We have had some of the deep movings of the Spirit of God. We mean that God shall have the first and best place in our home. For Christ has said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. Sabbath. I spoke upon the history of Elijah. If the Lord be God, serve him. If Baal, then serve him. We had a social meeting, and the young took a part readily, and I was pleased with this feature of the meeting. In the evening, Dr. Caldwell came in and had a visit. The hour of prayer came. I told him we would be pleased to have him remain, but we had a special hour for our religious devotions. He stayed and united with us. Mary Chinnick and her twin sisters were also present. We need to seek God most earnestly, for we need special help from God. We have much freedom in praying for Mary. We do not pass her by once. We all mention her in our prayers, that she may be restored fully to soundness. God will certainly do this work if he sees it will be for our good and his name's glory. We feel that it becomes us to humble our souls before God and to walk softly before him, praying constantly, "Lord, increase our faith. Prove us, try us, and see if there be any wicked way in us. Cleanse us from every spot and stain of sin." Our seasons of prayer are precious, strengthening our souls, keeping us in excellent courage and hope, and giving us sweet peace in our hearts. I do want Marian here. I feel so deep an interest for the dear child who in God has been raised up to do a special work. Well, I will not prolong this letter. Brother Lockwood has purchased plenty of wood at $2 per cord, and we draw it, so we are amply supplied in the wood line. Brother and Sister Lockwood have the tank house corner room nearly fitted up to move into. This will be a good move. I shall need no table more than two of these folding tables. This will, I think, supply my need. I can get more, if I need, at Santa Rosa, as cheap as at San Francisco. I purchased a good lounge, long, haircloth, for $11.50. Purchased a good walnut blank for $5, and two cheap stoves for $9. So we are able to do till I can find a chance for chairs. Am not in a hurry. I do not care now for the sofa that was purchased by Father. Can get along nicely. Cecilia is really appearing better. She and Fanny did their 3 weeks' washing yesterday, both cheerful and happy as larks. I will talk with you when you come in regard to what Cecilia says in translating. She says Madison finds much fault with every translation but his own, and she has not much courage to go on with this kind of work. Brother and Sister Fargo seem to feel at home. Both of them went with Brother Lockwood to Lytton Springs to see the wood and purchase it. Neighbor Marshall told Brother Lockwood of the chance. Mr. Marshall, Sister Snook, and I purchased 17 cords dry split wood, having equal shares. Then Brother Fargo thought another lot of chunks was a good trade, and we bought them for $10. We draw them. There were about 6 cords. I think Brother and Sister Fargo will feel at home here till they go to Fresno. I shall maybe go with them if they send for me. I will send for raisins, as you advise, today. Getting up bell has just sounded, 6:15. Frank Hope will get the goods up tomorrow from depot. I am glad you purchased the extension table. I would have been pleased to have had that other table because I liked it, but it may be best as it is. We pray for you every day that God will give you wisdom and health and spiritual grace to do all you do according to the mind of the Spirit of Christ.